Valerie, V-A-L-A-R-I-E, Mills, M-I-L-O-S, 11-148, today's 2-14-25. 76-year-old woman currently on hospice with COPD, period. She's a retired realtor. She's in a group home because she's no longer able to take care of herself, period. The group home caretaker tells me that she's now in bed 12, 16 hours a day. She's quite frail. She has severe debility, generalized debility. She's lost weight. She has protein, calorie, malnutrition. She has very weak legs bilaterally, period. She also suffers from hypertensive heart disease, kidney failure, stage 3B, Parkinsonism, osteoarthritis, schizophrenia, dementia, anxiety, and O2 dependency, period. The paragraph, usually she doesn't like to wear oxygen, but because of her frailty and her shortness of breath and her weakness, she had no problem keeping her oxygen on today. Her O2 sat was 95% on 2.5 liter, period. She has had issues with lower extremity edema, but since she's staying in bed 12, 16 hours a day, the edema appears to be less, period. Her appetite is diminished. Her KPS score is 40%. FAST score is 6C, as in Charlie. Bowel and bladder incontinence, sundowner syndrome. She takes Seroquel to control her symptoms at nighttime, period. New paragraph, her blood pressure was 124 over 67 with a pulse of 68 at this time, period. The caretaker tells me that she eats very little because she has a tendency to choke on her food, in quotation. That's also related to her severe weakness. Given the natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you. Medication, list of Aricept, Trazodone, and Seroquel were reviewed with the group home leader at the time of visit. Thank you.